The future of reporting now.
This is Concordia News Radio.
Good morning. It's currently 14 degrees at Loyola campus of Concordia University. I'm Paul Gock, and here are today's headlines. A deer cull in Longueuil gets the green light, creating jobs in Montreal, and the Habs' losing streak continues. After a lengthy court battle, Longueuil now has permission to go ahead with the deer cull in Michel Chartrand Park. Our reporter Marie-Hélène Catoul is at the park this morning. Marie-Hélène, the park is sandwiched between Vieux-Longueuil and the city's industrial park.
That's right. It's a very big park of 1,850,000 meters squared, which is about two-thirds of the Mont-Royal park. Also, it is, like you said, it is pretty much surrounded by the city. Even if I'm far into the park, I can still hear the noise of course.
Marie-Hélène, the city has been talking about doing a cull for a long time.
Yes. The city of Longueuil wants to reduce the number of deer because they were becoming a threat for the ecosystem, according to them. However, many animal rights organizations were against the plan. They wanted to another option other than killing them. Tammy Mono, who always comes to this park and is familiar with them, has something to say about it.
Mate, that's so sad, for real. I don't know, we can save them, and the last time the SPCA saved them, so why not this time?
So Marie-Hélène, now the court has given it the okay, when will this cull happen?
The Quebec Superior Court agreed to go with the cull plan of about 60 deer, and the city is planning to do it this fall, but no date has been set yet.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for that report, Marie-Hélène. Quebec is being sued over the way it treats homeschooled children. All children must pass government exams at the end of each academic year, but the province recently changed the rules on how those exams are taken. Homeschooled kids must now take the exams in regular schools. The Quebec Homeschooling Association says that puts their kids in unfamiliar surroundings and puts them at a disadvantage. They claim the education minister has ignored the complaints, so they have now lodged a lawsuit to change the practice. Two people have been arrested following a double murder in Longueuil 2 weeks ago. Sophie Langelier and Ahmed Kadar were gunned down in a commercial parking garage on September 23rd. Police say it appears to have been a drive-by shooting. The SQ arrested a 19-year-old man and a 22-year-old woman in the case this morning. They are set to appear at the Longueuil courthouse this afternoon. With Quebec suffering through a major labor shortage, some companies are desperate to find new employees. But in the aftermath of the election, some workers are not feeling welcome in the job market. Our reporter Andreas Antoine has been looking into this story and joins us now in studio. Andreas, there is a chance for thousands to find jobs starting within the hour.
That's right. At 11:45, the job fair will open its doors and hope to fill a record number of 12,000 jobs. Over 280 companies will be present at the Palais des Congrès for the job fair. I spoke with Eric Boutier, whose company is organizing this fair, and this is what he has to say.
Yes, because you know, it's the market, it changed since the last 4 or 5 years. Actually, it's a market for the employees, so they have the choice to find the right job at the fair, actually, because we need employees.
Andreas, the job fair's press release speaks about giving immigrants jobs. Is that really what it's all about?
I spoke to Eric and I asked him those questions, and he was kind of reluctant to give me a straight answer regarding immigrants and jobs. Given the political discourse in Quebec, I would have liked Eric to speak on that matter specifically, although he didn't directly mention the topic. He did stress multiple times that this fair is open for anybody and everybody who is willing to go to the job fair.
You can find a job. Some jobs require a bachelor. It's a very open fair. And also you can find a third job.
So beyond this job fair, are immigrants feeling welcome in the job market in general?
No, they don't. Egbert Gay, editor of the Community Contact, Montreal's black community newspaper, says that people are really reluctant to go find jobs because prominent politicians have been creating divisiveness within the immigrant and non-immigrant community in Montreal, Quebec, making it harder for them to go out and find jobs. Being called lazy, which could be further from the truth, Egbert stresses, is everything not what immigrants stand for.
They're very hesitant that they feel that they're not given the respect that they need to be given. So immigrants, I mean, they're desperate. People got to work, and immigrants come here and are always willing to work hard. It doesn't matter what the job is.
The job fair runs from 12 to 7 p.m. today and tomorrow at the Palais de Congrès. Bring your CV, and it is free to enter.
Thanks, Andreas. That's Andreas Antoine on the job shortage in Montreal. Politicians of all political stripes are denouncing racist comments made about a newly elected MNA. Arun Bouazi was elected in the North End Montreal riding of Maurice Richard under the Quebec Solidaire banner. Since he won, he has been attacked on social media. People are accusing him of being a radical Islamist and of defending Sharia law. Bouazi is actually a co-founder of the Association of Muslims and Arabs for Secularism in Quebec. The CAQ's immigration minister has echoed statements from Quebec Solidaire leaders denouncing the comments. A long-standing record is broken in baseball. Tom Brady's marriage in jeopardy. And the Montreal Canadiens lose another preseason game. Here's Dylan Bosanakis with our sports news.
Pezzetta swings it back. Jackpot shoots goal! Arbor Jacka!
That was last night's call for Arbor Jacka's first NHL goal with the Montreal Canadiens. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough as the Canadiens lost to the Ottawa Senators 5-4. Montreal have now lost their sixth straight preseason game in a row. They will be looking for their first preseason win on Thursday, where they will face the Ottawa Senators in a rematch. In other hockey news, TSN released a list of the top 25 players in women's league hockey. Topping the list was Canadian Olympian Marie-Philippe Poulin, followed by Canadian Olympian Mélodie Daou. It was a magical night for Aaron Judge, who broke the all-time American League home run record. Judge hit his 62nd home run of the season, which broke the record that was set over 60 years ago. With one game left in the season, Judge will be looking to extend that record. In other baseball news, the Toronto Blue Jays game versus the Baltimore Orioles was postponed last night due to weather concerns. The games will be played later today at 12:35 p.m. Eastern Time. However, most Blue Jay fans will be looking ahead as the MLB postseason is set to begin on Friday.
Just a phenomenal strike.
Denis Shapovalov had a great time in Tokyo, winning his match against Steve Johnson. Shapovalov had an amazing serving game, only giving up a single point off the serve. Shapovalov will take on Japanese qualifier Ryo Noguchi, looking to make the quarterfinals. In football news, Tampa Bay Buccaneers star quarterback Tom Brady has recently hired divorce lawyers. The news broke amid his recent marital issues with Gisele Bündchen, who has hired divorce lawyers of her own. Both parties have not announced an official divorce, but it appears one might be on the horizon. That's it for sports.
Jeez!
Daphne! Freddy! Where are you?
The producers of Scooby-Doo have finally revealed something many fans have suspected all along. Velma is gay. The character known for wearing orange sweaters and glasses has been a member of the Scooby Gang since 1969, but she only came out in the latest animated movie. Several producers say they wanted to reveal she was a lesbian years ago, but were shut down by the studio. But it seems Warner Brothers has had a change of heart. The sunshine stays with us tomorrow with a hot, toasty high of 18 degrees. That's followed by rain on Friday. Sunshine returns for the weekend, but it gets a little chilly. Highs will only be 7 or 8 degrees. That's your news to 11:30. Thanks for listening. For Concordia News and everybody else here in the studio, I'm Hawkins.